Depression is a word we often hear used. Oh, I'm really depressed. But is it depression, or are you feeling just a bit down? Or are you sad about something? How do you know? Well, depression is officially known as a major depressive disorder. It's a mood disorder, and it's actually the most common mental health illness in the world. The World Health Organization states that depression is the predominant mental health problem worldwide, followed by anxiety. It also says that depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide and is a major contribution to overall global burden of disease. That's a bit of a mouthful. Research suggests that between 1 in 6 and 1 in 10 people will suffer with depression at some time in their life. I'm one of those people. So I often hear asked, well, is it depression or is it sad? Am I depressed? Am I sad? Are they depressed or are they just sad and they should get a grip? Well, first of all, telling anybody to get a grip isn't going to help. I've never known anyone recover from a mental illness or sadness just because they were told to get a grip. Now, sadness is unhappiness, usually following an event. It has a trigger. Something has happened to make them sad. There are times of relief, and it does pass with time. Think of grieving. Now, I've been sad and I've been depressed, and there is a big difference. And that's not to say sadness can't lead to depression after a while. But depression is more serious and long-lasting and feels differently. Statistically, more women than men suffer with depression, up to twice as many. Lots of theories as to why that is, including, you know, we have hormones, we get pregnant. Some theories are because we're more at risk of trauma or adversity, domestic violence, socioeconomic disadvantage, low social status, having to care for others. And I'm just talking statistically, I'm not making any judgments. But there is also a theory that women are more likely to seek help for depression, so that may affect statistics. So what are the reasons, what are the causes for depression? We don't know the causes, but we can talk about risk factors that make you more at risk for depression. And if you experience one of the risk factors, it doesn't mean you're definitely going to suffer with depression, it just puts you at a higher risk, okay? It's not a cause. Now, there are a wide variety of possible risk factors, and one on its own probably won't trigger depression unless it's pregnancy related. It's more likely to have a number of contributing factors and be different for each person. So stressful events such as bereavement can be sadness initially, divorce, redundancy, but can lead to depression. Obviously, there's initial shock, but like I said, long term, you can go into reactive depression. Your personality characteristics can be influential. People with low self-esteem who are overly self-critical and negative are more likely to suffer with depression. It may be there's a family history of depression, so there could be a genetic element. Or it could be learned negative personality characteristics. Our life experiences have a major impact on our mental health. Put simply, those who experience more adversity in their life are less equipped to deal with it. Traumatic childhoods affect our mental and physical health and put us at more risk of suffering a mental health issue such as depression or anxiety. Living in traumatic experiences in adult life also affect our mental and physical health. Physical changes to your body can put you at risk of depression. Pre- and postnatal depression is fairly well known. But we can also suffer depression after life-changing accidents or illnesses. And substance abuse puts us at more risk. One of the biggest known factors for depression and mental illness is loneliness. Loneliness has such a negative impact on our mental health and well-being. It's so damaging, and it can affect your physical health. Now, you're said to have clinical depression if a doctor has given you a diagnosis of depression and it's a depressive episode is the formal name. They may say that you're going through a mild or moderate severe episode, and there can be levels of depression. Mild depression has some impact on your daily life. Moderate depression has a significant impact on your daily life, and no prizes for guessing. Severe depression is where it's nearly impossible to get through your life day to day. If you've had two or more depressive episodes, that's known as recurrent depressive episode. There's also something called seasonal affective disorder, which you've probably heard of, which may not be full depression, but does affect many people. This is where their mood or energy levels drop when it gets colder or warmer, perhaps changes to sleeping or eating patterns, and it affects the people the same time every year, most commonly during winter. But there are some people who love winter. So what are the indicators? What are you looking for with depression? The CBT worksheet with this recording is a screening questionnaire used by the NHS to help diagnose depression. Please note it's only a guideline, not for you to diagnose yourself. It's to give you an indicator, do I need help? Common indicators are when the depressed mood is most of the day, nearly every day, diminished interest or pleasure in almost all activities most of the day, nearly every day, weight changes, changes in appetite, slowing down of thought and reduction of physical movement, fatigue, loss of energy, feelings of worthlessness, excessive or inappropriate guilt, unable to concentrate or make decisions. You may have recurrent thoughts of death or suicidal ideation, but that's not always, and, you know, it's not good. I'll come to that. The depression must be causing significant distress or impairment in your social, occupational, or other areas of functioning. So, I did mention suicidal ideation, something I'm not talking about here. But suicidal ideation is where you have thoughts about suicide and want to taking your own life or self-harming. It's not an automatic part of depression, and a lot of people with depression don't have any form of suicide ideation. If you do have suicidal thoughts, please contact someone immediately, your GP, or I suggest Samaritans on 116 123. Please get help. So what do the indicators look like in day-to-day life? Like I said, a continual sadness or low mood. There's nothing enjoyment, no motivation to do it. I can't be asked to do anything when I'm depressed. Nothing excites me. Sometimes it's described as a numb feeling. You're just existing. Depression can make people feel tearful and guilty. I cry about the most stupid things. Anything small that goes wrong because something to beat yourself up with and remind yourself how worthless you are. You can't be bothered to make decisions. Not knowing what the point is of doing anything. You're no use to anyone and you feel a burden to everyone. One common yet misunderstood indicator of depression is anger and irritability. Low tolerance of other people or stressful situations. Wanting to shout at people and becoming frustrated and being passive aggressive or just aggressive. Now, as I said earlier, I suffer with depression, which I manage using medication, cognitive behaviour therapy and chocolate. I'm happy to admit this to you because there should be no stigma about it. And also to demonstrate that it's not always the quiet ones who suffer and you won't always notice. I've been told, you're a gobby cow, why have you got depression? Because I've got depression, it's an illness. When I am in a depression trough, only I or those closest to me would know. I'm able to present as a normal, happy person at work or socially, but as soon as I get home, I cry and go to bed and sleep. The effort of appearing okay is so tiring. If someone does tell you they are suffering depression, believe them. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it isn't in there. It means they're good at hiding it. There can also be physical symptoms of depression. Someone may speak or move slower than usual. They may have psychosomatic symptoms, physical aches and pains. They may stop looking after themselves, stop washing their hair, stop showering, stop cleaning. Depression can also affect us biologically. The hippocampus and the cortex shrink. And the hypothalamus, I've read that word, becomes overactive. This means we get stressed more easily. We find it difficult to think logically. It's like we have a brain fog. Our reward centres shrink and fail to respond. One of the biggest indicators for depression can be seen socially. I've already talked about the impacts of loneliness on mental health, and lack of social interaction can be a sign of depression and make depression worse. Not wanting to take part in social activities, cancelling things, avoiding people, avoiding spending time with people. And the irony is, social interaction is important to our mental health, so it becomes a vicious circle. We don't feel like socialising, so we avoid it. Lack of social interaction makes us feel worse, and so on. Now, in terms of treating depression, it can be treated, and there are several possibilities, including talking therapies, self-help, psychodynamic therapy, lifestyle changes, and medication. These will all be covered in more detail in other recordings. Again, what has and never will help people recover is to being told just to get over it or snap out of it. Just the other day, I heard of a medical professional tell someone with fairly severe depression that we just have to get better at dealing with life. I advise they speak to another doctor, as this isn't acceptable. And remember, GPs aren't always mental health specialists. Now, your recovery from depression, whatever path it is, isn't smooth. If it was plotted on a graph, it'd be like boing, 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 boing. It wouldn't be a dead straight line going up. It would be a wobbly line similar to a drunk person walking home. They'd get there, but it's a wavy line. Getting there is getting more up days than down days. Small steps. Maybe one day waking up thinking, yeah, I feel a bit better today. One night you sleep better. You're able to take part in a social activity and more of those times come. For a third of people, depression is a long-term illness and the symptoms don't entirely go. Once you've had depression, there's a risk of another episode later in life, but that doesn't mean you can't enjoy life. Depression is an illness the same way that flu, appendicitis or diabetes is, and it should be afforded the same respect. There's no shame in suffering from depression, and you're not a burden on anyone else. If you see stigma, challenge it. Thank you for listening, and remember, you are amazing.